Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, In God, on the internet, on iTunes and Amazon.com. Got the internet going nuts. It's your boy, Minister Stevie T. And hey, at 9 p.m. sharp Eastern time, I'm checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on what?
The Mantle of God Empowerment Program.
What's wrong with
it?
What done got into it? What's wrong with Black? Lord, I got it in my feet.
Thank you.
moment of silence.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Amen. Amen. If you ain't got your praise on right now, if you ain't shake off that heavy load, amen, I don't know what's wrong with you, amen. We praising up on this piece over here, amen. Definitely, definitely. This is the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I am your host, the Lazarus Minister Faith Walker, amen. We have a broadcast for you tonight, amen. We're going apostolic on tonight, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a packed house. I see the Holy Ghost has got everybody out tonight, amen. Well, praise God, amen. I hope you got your notebooks ready on tonight, amen. We're going to go into a word of prayer. Let's set our hearts and our minds, amen. I just sense an anointing in the building, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing, God, that destroys every yoke, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you go before us on tonight, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you set the order, Lord God, set the atmosphere, Lord God. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you release your angels, Lord God, take authority over anything that's not like you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you touch everybody who's gathered via the internet, Lord God, World Wide Web, Lord God, smartphone, iPhones, Lord God, airports, driving down the highways, Lord God, desktops, Lord God, Lord God, just touch the listeners right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, refresh our spirits right now, Lord God. Refresh our minds, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Prepare our hearts, Lord God, for your servant, Lord God, who you have purpose in the earth realm for such a time as this, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless Pastor Hill, Lord God, the man of God behind the scenes, Lord God. Lord God, give him the wisdom and the knowledge, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to run your boys, Lord God, with efficiency, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that your people will be blessed on tonight, Lord God. I pray that your people will be encouraged in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, God, for your angels, Lord God, in the realm, Lord God, have taken authority, Lord God, have been released, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We thank you for joining us once again to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, amen. The number is 347-945-5416. That is 347-945-5416. Amen. If you didn't join us on last night, we had the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We had gospel artist Dave Vine in the building. Amen. He's doing, amen, a workshop, amen, for gospel artists in Columbia, South Carolina. Amen. If you need more information, you go back in the archive on last night. Amen. It's still up. It's still available at blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. You definitely go there. Amen. It was a wonderful interview. Amen. The man of God laid out a lot of pointers. Amen. A lot of jewels. Amen. So definitely go back in the archive and check that out. Amen. This Sunday, amen, we will have the woman of God in the building. We will have the one and only Minister Stacy Ladisaw Jackson in the building, amen, the woman of God, amen. Former R&B singer, amen, for those of you who've been out in the world, if you've been saved more than 30, 35 years, amen, you know what I'm talking about, amen. Well, she preaches, amen, and I tried the spirit, amen, and amen. She anointed, amen. My God, she got a testimony too, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So govern yourselves accordingly. 9 o'clock this Sunday, it goes down with the woman of God, Minister Stacy Ladisaw Jackson. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God. February the 10th, we're going to have Prophetess Lanine Hanaya in the building. She'll be doing her intimacy edition. We'll be putting hotels out of business. You know, Valentine's Day fall on a Friday. The woman of God says she's going to help the Lord to use her, amen, to shut down some hotels on Friday, amen. So, sisters, if you want to know about sexual transmitted demons, amen, if you want to know about just what goes on in the realm of intercourse and all of that stuff, you govern yourselves accordingly. February 10th, be back here. It all goes down here on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, at this time, amen, we're going to rock out with the man of God, amen, and probably about 35 minutes or 40 minutes afterwards, after 8 o'clock hour, amen, we're going to break for a commercial break so y'all don't go nowhere, and then we're going to have a special testimony shared by our awesome woman of God, amen. She has a testimony, amen, and that some things that her and her family are encountering in this season, amen. So be clear, pay close attention, amen. All my real saints, amen, those who are in the Delaware area, New York, New England, Virginia area, definitely pay attention, amen. There's a testimony that will go forth on the 35, 40 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, pardon self, in the name of Jesus Christ. But right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to bring on, amen, a vessel of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He's been sent, amen, from the right hand, amen, from the right shoulder of our Lord Jesus Christ, where the government rests upon his shoulders, amen. Amen. He's an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the prelate of Destiny City Alliance of Churches. Amen. He's the senior pastor of Life Changing Church International. Amen. I bring to you at this time the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, D. Edward Penn. God bless you, man of God.
Grace and peace. How are you doing, sir?
We're doing wonderful, apostle. We thank you for taking time out of your schedule. Know you're a busy man of God. Amen. You're just an overseer in these hours, amen. We thank you for joining us here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I look forward to sharing, look forward to hearing what God is going to release tonight to us. I'm excited about it.
Amen, amen. For those who don't know your journey, amen, when did you get saved, amen? I mean, when did your journey begin for you, amen, coming to know God? How did that all start in the beginning?
Well, I received the Lord as my personal Savior at 14 years old. But I have been in the church all of my life, literally ever since I was two. I have been in the presence of God, around the presence of God, around ministry, ever since I was 2 years old. But it was at the age of 14, even though I was active in the church, it was at the age of 14 that the Lord challenged me in my spirit about actually accepting him as my personal Savior. And my journey with God began then, actually going to the altar and accepting the Lord, going through the process of accepting him, which I believe is very important, especially for my generation. We have been in church for so long, but it is imperative that we accept the Lord and we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And it started from there. I started as a praise and worship leader in my church, and my journey with the Lord, it started at that point, knowing him and building a relationship with him.
Amen, amen. Now, when did you know, as coming up through the years, that you were called, did you start out, amen, as a minister, then you know, certain denomination, they have certain procedures, how they do things, but when did you know that you were being called as an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ? When did you feel the pressing in the realm upon your life, amen?
Well, I first discovered it. I was much older as far as the apostleship is concerned. I realized that I was called and created apostle from the womb about when I was 21 years old. I was 21 when the Lord, he started dealing with me about pastoring. He started dealing with me about pastoring and really giving me the vision for our church and for our lives. And he began to deal with me out of the book of Ephesians. And it was at that time that I knew. Now, granted, I must say that I did not walk as an apostle or assume that publicly going public with it at 21. But it was at that time that at 21, I knew that that is where God was taking me, and I knew that that was the ultimate place that he had called me.
Amen, amen. So what are some of the adversities on your journey, amen? And, I was meditating, amen, and I just discerned by the Spirit, amen, that you went through a lot of obstacles, amen. A lot of journeys, amen, in the apostolic, amen. Just a lot of things taking on that particular mantle. You could tell us about that.
You know, absolutely. I did. I experienced, as I said, I experienced old man trials. I experienced great deal of warfare, not only as it related to the church. I grew up in the Church of Deliverance, but looking back, they very rarely talked about apostles. And as I said, when the Lord started dealing with me about pastoring, and Fivefold Ministry and giving me the vision plan for our church. The Fivefold Ministry was new to me, apostles. The term was new to me because we grew up around bishops. No one really operated as it related to the apostolic anointing. We didn't hear terms like the apostolic anointing and and things of that nature. But my greatest warfare that I experienced was really the tearing down of strongholds and walking in a dimension of the apostolic anointing that the people that were around me or the people that helped raise me in God didn't understand, and they didn't understand. You're talking about someone that was 17, 18 years old. I was ordained an elder at 18, which you're talking about somebody who was 18, 17 years old, telling grown people, 35, 40, 50 years old, what to do, teaching them Bible study, sitting on ordination councils in my late teens, early 20s. So it was a battle within myself because there was an anointing on my life that I had never seen or never heard of, and there was no one around me to explain this type of oil. And so it was really, the responsibility was really left up to God. And different things that I experienced, even in growing up and maturing, it seemed like there was a certain level of restraint that God had me up under. It was just certain things that I could not do. I'm telling you, I've literally seen God interrupt cars. And what I mean by that is I've experienced, in growing up in God, when I was younger in God, I experienced mechanical failure on my way places that I knew that I wasn't supposed to go. I mean, I'm talking about mechanical failure that would last for hours. It would last one instance I'm remembering right now lasted 48 hours, and nobody could understand what was wrong with the car, what the situation was. But I experienced God protecting me and interrupting even the will of the enemy over and over and over again. But the battle, the warfare of the mind, the warfare of the spirit, because really God was trying to really download some divine information I had to go through that period of being broken. I had to be broken and be in a place and open to hear the voice of God. And I call it divine intelligentsia. That's one of the apostolic verbiage that we use, divine intelligentsia. There was divine information that God wanted to download, and the warfare was very great. Warfare was very great. Demonic activity and even now sometimes it is very great. It is very strong and it's very vivid. But I realize it is a result of the mantle and the mandate that is upon our life.
You said something key. You said as you were sitting in a church, you was in a structure that it basically has certain kind of limits on it, but God was taking you beyond those restraints, no pun intended, on any ministry. What do you do, and what would you say to when you got somebody in your congregation, they have a national ministry, they have a national anointing on their life, and as you was telling your testimony just now, or your travels, you was telling on how you was going through all these changes in the realm. Nobody had any answers for you, but you knew something was going on. How important it is to be trained, to be properly trained for leaders to know, to discern the apostolic, and to train a child up in the way that they should not depart from it.
I think my success in that, man of God, my success in that was I knew my assignment at the church that I was planted. And to just even bring more clarity, I celebrated the fact that I've only been a part of two churches in my whole Christian walk before I pastored. I don't have the testimony of being a part of four and five different churches. But I left my first church at 15 years old. The Lord spoke to a 15-year-old and told him to go to another church. And it was nothing but the Lord that touched my mother's heart and allowed her to release me to go to this particular church. So my first apostolic assignment was at 15. And the Lord sent me to the church. He sent me to a church, and I knew what my assignment was. At 15, my assignment was to be a supporting agent to the pastor, and to help them to just in any way that I can. And again, I started with just praise and worship. But I believe, well, to answer your question, you do that by knowing your assignment locally. One of the greatest travesties with apostolic and prophetic people is that they know their assignment nationally or globally, but they have not gotten a grasp on what their local assignment is. And I'll tell anybody, the success of my national ministry, if you will, the success of my global and national ministry is because I was faithful to my local assignment that God gave me from the age of 15 to 22 until I started pastoring. I was faithful to my local house. And though the apostolic anointing, even those that period, was growing and it was maturing, what I found myself doing was I found myself in situations where I would go and be fed on an apostolic level. If it was DVDs, if it was conferences or something of that nature, then I would make sure that I was in those type of arenas. But it just wasn't any conference. The Lord gave me the ability to be able to discern where I needed to go and what I needed to do in that season. And it had to be a certain sound. One of the things that the Lord trained and taught me early on is how to detect sound. There is a certain sound that true apostolic ministry has. There's a sound that there is a feel to true apostolic ministry. And so what I would do, I would go and I would be fed and empowered apostolically in different places that the Lord allowed me to go, and I would take what I received and I would bring it back to my local house and allow it to help me to be faithful to the assignment that God gave me locally.
My Lord. 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. This is the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We got the Apostle D. Edward Penn in the building. Amen. He's the pilot of Destiny City Alliance of Churches, senior pastor of Life Changing Church International. We're talking right now about the apostolic. Amen. All my Bible thumpers, all my Bible mans, I know y'all got your notebooks out as we do every Monday. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is definitely going in. Amen. In Jesus' name. What I want to ask you, amen, every apostle, from reading the scripture, this is not by any private interpretation, according to scripture, we notice that every apostle that was released, amen, by the master, amen, they had a message, and that message is the kingdom, kingdom principles, the kingdom of heaven. They have the mysteries and the revelation of the kingdom. What are some of the things pertaining to the kingdom of heaven that the master has revealed to you in this present dispensation?
Wow. I try to say this briefly. The revelation of the kingdom that God has given us is that the kingdom of God is a self, and first of all, it is a self-sufficient entity. The kingdom of God is an entity that has the ability to flourish and to supply what it needs on its own. The book of Ephesians in chapter number 4, where it talks about the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Further down, the Bible says that that every joint supplies its measure and causes increase of itself. Causes increase of itself. The message of the kingdom, part of the message of the kingdom that I am mandated, is to encourage and push the body of Christ to tap into their God-given purpose that they can begin to supply the measure that God has given them, and to really and to understand that the only way that that can come is that we have to be connected to an apostolic voice. There has to be an apostolic voice in the ear of the believer to help fuel them and to push them towards the purpose and the destiny that God has that God has planted within them. So in short, one of the messages of the kingdom that I have is to push the people of God to a place where they can begin to supply their measure, that the body will increase. The Bible says it will increase itself. And so the message that we preach is, if I get into the vein and begin to move, maneuver in the dimension that God has given me, then we will literally begin to outgrow the place that we're in. We will increase ourselves. Now, there's a difference in growing and increasing. But the Bible says that we would increase. And so it's not just about growing as in getting taller or wider, but he says we would increase, meaning as I operate in the dimension that he's placed me and called me in. In other words, he said, apostolically, one of the characteristics of apostolicism is multiplication. He said, if you supply your measure, you will multiply yourself. And that's what we do as an apostle in teaching and instructing the believers. We multiply ourselves. We multiply ourselves, and this is why it is so important that when you're in a true apostolic house, we have to hear the voice of the apostle, and we have to. This is why we say sons and daughters, and not members, because we realize that when you become a son and daughter, you carry the same DNA as the apostolic father that has planted, as I call it, the sperma of God into the womb of the believer.
Okay. I'm loving this. Amen. I'm sitting here taking those myself. Amen. 347-945-5416. Amen. Not only the host, but a client as well. Amen. 347-945-5416. The Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Those of you who are on blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. You can definitely get in on this conversation. If you got any questions for this vessel of God, amen, you can definitely call in at any time. Do not be shy. Do not be bashful. My leaders, amen, definitely, you can definitely push 1, amen, and get on this conversation, amen. Shout out to Dr. Alicia Broughton, amen, who was on last Monday, amen, bringing forth our awesome empowering word. Go back in the archive and check that out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're talking about the apostolic, and in about the next another 7 minutes, we're going to go to a commercial break, amen. We're going to bring another woman of God in about another 7 minutes, amen, as we continue flowing with the apostle, amen. Binding and loosing, that the message of binding and loosing in the apostolic. Now, who has that authority? Do all believers have that authority, or does that authority belong only to the apostle? Or do you have to be in the apostolic to have the authority to bind and loose? Or you can be under maybe a pastor, and you may have authority as a believer, but just because you're not under the apostolic, it may not flow. You may not have the authority to go in certain regions with that wind behind you. Tell us about that. Apostle.
I believe that we all have a measure, measure of binding and loosing. But you said something that I'm glad you said at the end regarding different regions, dimensions, and different realms. this, as, when Jesus talks about binding and loosing, whatever you bind on earth, whatever you shall be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, the previous scripture really talks about the keys. He gives you keys to the kingdom. It talks about this, and what God is saying is, as he with keys meaning principles, as God gives us principles, as God reveals keys or principles unto the believer, then we're able to operate on the level of the revelation that we have. So no, we don't. Everyone does not have an equal grace, or, as you said, an equal level of wind behind us to bind and to loose. But we are able to bind and we're able to loose based upon our place of revelation, our insight of Scripture, our insight of the will of God. But because of the mandate that is upon apostolic ministry, the apostle, because of the mandate that is upon the apostle and where God sends apostles, they are given an ability to not just only bind or to loose things within services, but they're also able to bind and to loose as it relates to regions, as it relates to cities, as it relates to states. This is why it's very important as an apostle that whatever city, when God sends us to a city, that we take the time to study or to see what the demographics, to see what the warfare is regarding that city. Even when you are part of an apostolic house, you can't be a true apostolic house and you've not discovered what the warfare is, not only for your region, but for your city and for your community. Because it is that information that will reveal to you what your warfare is. Every church has a battle, has warfare that it encounters simply because of where it's located.
So in that, go ahead, Apostle.
No, sir, go ahead.
So in that, what I was going to add, how does what Paul describes the foundation of the apostle and the prophets? How you as an apostle, how do you allow the balancing of that other side of the prophets? How does that come in the realm of things into the congregation to where the apostolic and the prophetic can now carry this work together and there's a flow release over the congregation?
Well, what we teach and what we believe, what we teach and what the Lord has given us is that when we use the word the apostolic or the apostolic anointing, I know how men use it and I know how we're using it tonight, but when we said the apostolic anointing is upon all five of the Ephesians 4, it's upon all five of us. And the reason that it's on all five of us is because it's upon all five that is connected or that is up under an apostle or an apostolic spouse.
Amen.
So where the prophet comes in, and I'm actually teaching on this now in our church and wherever we go, that the Lord releases us. This is the season to pull on the apostle and not the prophet. This is the season. This is not the season for the prophet. This is the season for the apostle. But how we work it together in our churches is that we teach that it is all five officers that work together. We tend not to highlight just the apostle and the prophet, but we tend to highlight the working together of all five gifts that God gave to the church. The way that we teach that is we teach and we help to educate the people of God that though the working of the prophet is more fascinating, though it is more fascinating, but what we help the people of God to understand is that the true authentic prophets are connected to an apostle. And so what we do is we pull the people's attention away from the prophets, because we have to realize that the Church of God cannot operate off of prophecy. The Church of God cannot operate just on the prophetic anointing alone. And so we pull the people's minds back to a place to understand that we deal with the finger. You know, they utilize the pointer finger to represent the prophet. And we teach the people of God is that you can't live off of just direction. The prophet represents the pointing or the direction, but we can't live off of just direction. But it is the apostle that lays foundation, that instructs us and gives us the seed of God's word. And so people that just rely on prophecy, that just follow and run behind prophets, all they have is direction without foundation.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, Lord, I want us to keep going, amen, but we're going to have to stop right there. I know y'all like, ooh, 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 right now. We're going to take for a commercial break. We're going to bring at this time, amen, we're going to bring a sister, amen, who I'd had the privilege of meeting, amen. She has a story that she wants to share, amen. Her name is Katrina Dixon Parker, amen. So she's definitely from the Delaware area, amen. I'm allow her to come forth at this time for a period of about 5 minutes, and she's going to share her story, amen. And I want y'all to just be clear, listen close, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish chopping it up about the apostolic and the prophetic, amen, just traveling through those five offices with the Apostle D. Edward Penn, amen, the Paylet, amen, of the Destiny City Alliance of Churches, Senior Pastor of Life Changer Church International, amen. Shout out to VA, amen. We're going to bring Sister Katrina in at this time. Sister Katrina, are you there?
I'm here.
Amen. God bless you. I hope you're enjoying the broadcast.
I am.
Okay, okay. Well, listen, I'm going to get on out the way, amen. You just go ahead and share your story, because, in fact, you do have a story about what you've been going through for the last couple months, amen, for some time now. So go ahead and share that. The floor is yours. You can share that with the people of God.
Okay. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity to share my family story. My name is Katrina Parker, and my family consists of my mother and my husband. We live in Delaware. My husband and I married in May of last year and are expecting our first child in June. We currently have a situation that is extremely time sensitive. We're at risk for foreclosure on our home and soon to be evicted from the land our home is on. I lost my job this past November due to my supervisor bullying me. I had been on the job for 11 months and never had any issues. And when I reported my superior for a wrongdoing, she made it her mission to get rid of me. I filed for unemployment and was denied. I've been on job interviews recently, and I'm being overlooked for employment, due to being pregnant. The interviewers bring up my pregnancy, frown, and look at it as an inconvenience. My doctor has said that I can work. He wants me to work and stay as active as I can. I've been a nurse for 10 years. And an able-bodied worker in the workforce since age 14. My mother is disabled, and my husband is the only one employed in the household at this time. He works up to 7 days a week, trying to keep our household going. He has respiratory concerns and suffers from chronic pain. He works in extremely freezing conditions as a heavy equipment operator. He's currently in bed ill right now as I talk to you this evening. According to government guidelines, my husband makes enough to provide for our household. I was approved for Medicaid, also for WIC, and I'm appreciative for that, but we need much more help. My mother originally mortgaged the home we're in right now 12 years ago. She had gone through a horrible divorce, and she and I were homeless and stayed with a close family friend for about 2 months. My father always took care of any type of financial affairs, so my mother knew nothing about mortgages, credit, or any of the above. She was swindled into a $43,000 mortgage at a 17% interest rate with a $700 monthly payment. Only $70 goes to the principal every month. After 12 years, the payoff is over $50,000 on the home we're in right now. We cannot sell the home and have been told to walk away from it. However, we have nowhere to go. Our home has lots of damage and cannot be put on the market. My mother was sitting to the breakfast bar this morning eating, and the drywall from the ceiling was falling on her due to the heavy rain that was coming down and hitting the skylight. My mother is not eligible for any home modifications or refinancing because the home is not on permanent foundation. It's on rented land. Two realtors have inspected the home and said it will not sell due to those factors and advised us to abandon the home as well. The other issue is we're behind in land rent, and our lease runs out at the end of this month. My mother and I have judgments on our credit due to being behind in land rent. And as a result, the company that we rent our land from can evict us within the next 20 days. We did find a fixer-upper home a couple weeks ago that needs a lot of work. It needs a complete makeover. It's a bank foreclosure that has been sitting empty for the last 4 years, and it was built in 1993. Has a lot of potential, but because of my husband and my credit, we cannot qualify for this home. We would need help purchasing the home and renovating it. The home would support our growing family and my aging mother. And the other issue at hand is trying to get my mother out of this mortgage that she's in. My contact information is Katrina Parker. Home phone number is 302-945-1214. Again, that's 302-945-1214, or you can reach me on my cell, which is 302-841-1243. Again, that's 302-841-1243. I would love to talk to you more about this concern. Again, our concern is very time-sensitive, and when you contact me, I can fill in any gaps and elaborate and provide any more details. And I thank you very much for your time, everyone. God bless you, and have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All my leaders out there, amen, is a situation. This is what the body of Christ is all about. This is what the kingdom of God is all about, helping one another, amen. So those of you who have the information, and if you need to go back in the archive after the show is over with to listen to her story again, you can do so probably about 20 to 30 minutes after we go off the air. This episode will be up in the archive. You can definitely go back and listen, reach out to this the sister, this awesome woman of God, amen. Reach out to her. This is what the kingdom building is all about, amen. So definitely reach out to her. Now we're going to transition back, amen, to our special guests of the evening, amen, coming out of our commercial break, amen, on here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We got the Apostle D. Edward Penn, amen, Senior Pastor of Life Changing Church International, amen. We were talking, amen, before we went to our break, we were talking about the apostolic and the prophetic working together. What are some of the things now? I have a lot of prophets in my circle, Apostle, and one of the things that they say is that in the Old Testament, God called Jeremiah. They often say that, well, Elijah put the mantle on Elisha. They often say that Moses had a burning bush experience. They go back in the Old Testament. Even the Lord Jesus Christ says in the gospel, he said, I will send prophets, you know, wise men, scribes, who many shall be persecuted and in the synagogues and so forth. So what are some of the things that you've seen in concerning these rebellious prophets, amen? They prophets, but they rebellious prophets, amen.
Well, you know, I think the first thing that we have to discover and really look into in this hour is, are we really dealing with prophets, or are we dealing with people that have strong prophetic gifts? I think we really have to discover that, and I think we have to begin to challenge those that call themselves or proclaim to be prophets. I think we have to challenge that piece, and so with anyone that is proclaiming to be anything, and realize that it is more that qualifies a prophet than them calling someone out and saying to them what their name is or their social security, or you're about to get a house or you're about to get a car. I see God sending you a husband, because when we really look at true biblical prophets, what they spoke had nothing to do with huts and houses and cars. It had nothing to do with spouses, but it had to do with helping people get in line. And I'll go back to what I said before the commercial break, pointing them in the direction that they needed to go to be pleasing unto the Lord. And so with that, we have to ask them, well, what are you prophesying? If you're prophesying houses and cars and husbands and breakthrough in 30 days, it is a possibility that you just have a strong prophetic gift. And it is a dutiful task of that of the apostle to affirm the prophet, the evangelist, the pastors, and the teacher. The apostle does that, and so if there is no affirmation from true authentic apostles, then that is more so a reason for that prophet or that individual that's carrying the title of a prophet to be questioned.
Some of the things that I've ran across, Apostle, is that we've had a lot of apostles on this broadcast. We've had a lot of prophets, some national, a lot of national, a lot of regional, a lot of local, different realms, amen. Some of the things that I've heard is that apostle is a dimension. The apostolic is a dimension. When we were talking about that scripture, the apostle and the prophets, that foundation is two different realms of dimensions, and that a seed produces after its own kind, and that apostles, they set the order, they administrate, they can ordain or birth out apostle, they can administrate and a prophet to do this and that and the third. But it was often said that apostles cannot birth out prophets, or prophets can't birth out apostles. You bring some clarity to that.
Well, I think it is. Well, it is. I don't think I know. It is completely error that apostles cannot birth prophets, simply because it is the task of the apostle to birth, to establish and birth ministry, to birth the church in the earth realm. And so when you really look at kingdom order, when you really look at apostolic ministry, it is the task of the apostolos, of the apostle, to raise up sons and daughters and to affirm, to birth. Now some will be birthed and then some will be affirmed. And some will be consecrated and ordained. So it is the apostle, and you know they use the thumb. The apostle has the ability to maneuver in and out of the other four offices. Move in and out of them as the need is there wherever he is. And so yes, the apostle does birth prophets because the apostle is a prophet. I know we don't have time to get into this tonight, but we talk about dual offices, the apostle maneuvers in and out of the other four, but there is always one that for an apostle, his apostleship, if you will, is stronger. And so he has the insight, he has the grace to prophesy when he needs to prophesy, to evangelize when he needs to evangelize, to pastor, to shepherd the sheep when it is necessary, and then to teach when teaching is necessary. So yes, no. And this is how we know that we have false prophets among us, because true authentic prophets are submitted up under an apostolic anointing. They are submitted to an apostle, because at the end of the day, prophets need pastors. And I tell people, all the time, a prophet is a prophet. A prophet is not released from being shepherded. He's not released from being covered. And so you have a lot of prophets that's not submitted to anybody. They don't have a church home. They don't have a pastor. And they're not submitted to an apostolic voice, which, again, puts their prophetic in question. And I say it may not be the office. They may just have a really strong prophetic gift, which means they are not a part of fivefold ministry. They are a part of the ecclesia. They're not a part of the five that God gave to the church to perfect it for the work of ministry. And we have to realize that everybody is called to preach the gospel. But God, if you look at the scripture, He only gave five individuals. He only trusted five people to perfect His bride or to perfect His church.
Amen, amen, amen. So what happens when we have a situation like Prophet Agabus, amen, and he tells an apostle Paul, said, listen, God said don't go. You're going to be wrapped up this way if you go. And he comes against the prophet and said, look here, I don't care. I'm ready to even die for this right here. You know, forget what you saying. I'm gonna go and do this. I'm an apostle. Amen.
Well, the thing, my brother, is that again we go back to the five working together as a team. The prophet, a true prophet that is submitted to apostolic authority, God gives them the grace and He gives them the insight to point direction. But what we have to know, what is very important in this hour, is just because you have directive ability does not mean that you supersede the individual that has the power to lay foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It has the power to lay foundation. I don't care. You can have the blueprint for the biggest, baddest house in the whole wide world. But if you don't know how to lay foundation, that house, you'll never see that. You'll never walk in that house. You'll always be looking at the picture, or you'll always be looking at the prophetic of the house. You're always looking at the picture of the house. And so now Paul, he got in himself. He said, "Well, I'm the apostle. I'm gonna do this." But what prophets have to realize is that their only duty is to deliver the mail. Their duty is not to make people obey the instructions of what God has given them. It's a thin line. But what we have to realize, even when you prophesy or speak up, or when you speak up, we have to make sure that we remain in a place that we respect the higher office. Even if God gives us the grace and the wisdom or the release to speak to them that is higher ranking. And just to throw this out there, proper protocol, if God gives you a word for an officer of the church that outranks you, proper protocol would be to ask them, can you release a word? I feel like God has given me something. Would it be okay if I release to you what God has given me?
Amen. I definitely walk in that. Amen. Anytime I have to release a word at our church, amen, I got to go through the elders. Amen. So it's definitely proper protocol in the body of Christ. Amen. Definitely proper protocol. Amen. Tell us about the work. Amen. We can go in the apostolic prophetic all day. Amen. I'm going to ask one quick question before we shift into another topic as we shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
Have you seen any, and also shout out to Apostle Tyson, amen. Kingdom Works, amen, down there in Texas. Shout out to him, amen. Shout out to Apostle Marcus Dupree, Ridgeland, Carolina, amen. Shout out to the apostles, amen. But I always ask the apostles when they come on this broadcast this question. Have you seen any evangelists?
very, very few. Very, very few. Very
Why is
few
that a problem?
Well, you know, again, man, I'm gonna have to move. I'm gonna have to get, because you just get me in trouble. Well, let me say this. I'll answer it this way. True apostolic ministry, the other four get their instructions from the apostle. So if the apostle is absent, then these other people, these other four officers, these other four gifts, the instruction, the direction for vision is in the mouth of the apostle. But if I'm not connected to an apostle, I don't know what my assignment is, and so I'm traveling and I'm just preaching. But I'm not doing the true work of an evangelist because, number one, I don't know the heart of the pastor that I'm going to preach for. I don't know the heart of the pastor that I'm preaching for, and so therefore I cannot properly evangelize the church that I've been called to. So, no, there are very few. There are very few true evangelists. There are very few of them. And again, I go into the duty of the evangelist is to really evangelize the church and to help pull the people of God back to the vision that their pastor has given them and push the people back to loving the church, loving the vision that has been cast from their pastor. That's what the work of evangelist is. Now, there's a difference in evangelism and outreach. I think we mix up outreach and evangelism. You know, I can hear some people saying that, well, what about the saving of souls? That's outreach. That's outreach. When you look from an apostolic point, that's really outreach. But evangelism is really for the believer. It's for the believer to help the believers to stay, to stir up the coals of fire that's on the altar.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, my last question, amen, as we get ready to talk about your ministry. Can you talk about the dual mantles and all of that? Can we, and this is another question we normally ask the apostles, and we get their take on this. Can a believer go from being an evangelist, then I'm a pastor, now I'm a prophet, now I'm an apostle? Is there an elevation, so to speak? According to Ephesians chapter 4, he gave some apostles, prophets, pastor, evangelists, teachers. Is this something that is a gradual elevation or graduation? What's going on with that? We notice a lot in the body of Christ is we have a lot of shifting to different offices going around like musical chairs. Like God has an assignment problem, like he has trouble figuring out what to do with us. Go ahead, Apostle.
Well, the thing that I see, first of all, is that people are switching titles, but they're not doing anything different than what they were doing before the previous title. To answer the question, no, there is no and I know I'm going to get in trouble, but there is no graduation in fivefold ministry. I don't believe there's graduation that you can start as a teacher and work your way up. I don't believe that. I really feel that people become bored with one, and they feel like they have to find a title to match what they're doing for that particular season, but there is no graduating, there is no elevating, either one or two things. Like I said, either the individual has become bored with where they are, and so they feel like they have to shift to another dimension because of what they're doing at the moment, or they have not, you know, accurately discover who they really are apostolically, and they lack an authentic voice, apostolic voice, to help them
to really gauge where they are. The truth of the matter is you can travel and help establish churches and not be an apostle. That doesn't mean that you're an apostle. You can travel and preach in California, then you're in New York, then you're in Alabama. That doesn't mean that you're an evangelist. I think we really have to study and really get a good grip on what God is saying for these, and not allow tradition and denominationalism to define apostolic ministry.
Amen, amen. 347-945-5416, Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We got the Apostle D. Edward Penn in the building as we get ready to wind this thing on down. We got about 10 minutes left. I want to talk about now the Destiny City Alliance of Churches. Tell us all about that. We want to know what's going on at the Life Changing Church International. I hear about a lot of work y'all doing up there in VA. Tell us about that.
I am really excited about the I deal with my church first. I'm really excited about Destiny City. We're in Hampton, Virginia. The Lord has really given us a special anointing for this particular region. Right now, currently, we're in the process of doing a couple of things for the kingdom, as the vision for the church is really becoming more and more visible. The church is 10 years old, the ministry is 10 years old, and we're excited about this year. We're believing God that we'll be able to seize property in this year. We'll be able to release more sons and daughters in this year that we're in, 2014. So we're excited about the church. Our life-changing church, Destiny City, has experienced some great challenges, but we are known and we have been victorious over every challenge. We have sons and daughters that have branched from our ministry that are doing excellent work in ministry throughout the United States. Destiny City Alliance of Churches is the alliance that I serve over as the apostle churches that the Lord has given us to oversee and to help pioneer apostolically. We live up to our name as an alliance. We're not an organization. We're not a reformation, but we are an alliance, and we're a group of people. We are a group of people of like faith, of like passions, and that really embrace the true apostolic anointing. Our alliance, one of the things that we do, we assist in church growth, church planning, leadership development, and helping establish the church, not only spiritually, but helping establish the church on a civic level as well. We're getting ready for our spring Congress, which is going to be held in the city of Waldorf, Maryland this year. We're going to Waldorf for our spring Congress. Our spring Congress is a time for leadership, the leadership of our churches to come together for a time of empowerment. And we always provide not only the church aspect, but we also provide some educational, perfecting type workshops and classes for our pastors and for our elders and for our leaders as well. Our Holy Convocation is in October, which is going to be held here in the city of Hampton, Virginia this year. So I'm excited about what God is doing within our church as well as our alliance. I'm telling you, I would say to anybody, keep your eyes on us, God, at any moment. At any moment, God's getting ready to break out on us, and we're just keenly anticipating the breakthrough of the Lord, what He is doing, not only locally, but as I'm watching our churches and I'm watching our ministries grow all across.
My goodness, that is awesome work that y'all doing up there in VA, amen. And you know, you have a wisdom, apostle, amen, that just out of this world, glory be to God, just from God raising you up, amen, from your youth, amen, from a teenager, amen. And you're now, if you don't mind asking your age, you are now?
I am 34. 34.
My goodness. And your wisdom precedes you, amen. And so we just bless God for you. We really bless God for you. Give people your email and all of that stuff out if they definitely want to get in contact with you or your assistant or, you know, your ministers or, you know, just, you know, how can they give that information out one more time?
Absolutely. If anyone desired to contact us, you can feel free to look up my ministry page on Facebook. We have a ministry page, Apostle D. Edward Penn, the Second Ministries. Our page is there. You can go on and like us. Our contact information is there. But I will go ahead and I'll give out my office number, and that is 757-913-0695. We're definitely in a position and excited to definitely help the body of Christ. I know that this is my season to speak apostolically to the church, and as I said, this is the hour of the apostles. And when I say that, I'm not talking about all the apostles getting ready to travel. There's so much more than the Word Network. God is so much greater than TBN, the Word Network. But this is the hour that God is raising up true, authentic apostles, and he's putting his will in their mouths. And those are the best ways to get in contact with us for whatever council, conferences, convocations, whatever God is opening up a door for, we're in position to maneuver and do the will of God.
My Lord. You have final word. I'm loving this, amen. I'm just listening to you, amen. You got final word, amen. Any last words that God has just really quickened on you, Apostle, to release to the people of God right now? You could just go ahead and release right now before we get ready to close and bring this edition to a close.
I want to share with the believers tonight that the Lord said to me when we were preparing even to minister to our church, that even in your season of you feel like you're in a wilderness time, don't allow your season of your wilderness experience, don't allow it, the Lord said, don't allow it to bewilder you. In other words, God said, though you're in a wilderness, an uncultivated place, don't allow the place you're in that you seem like you cannot understand, don't allow it to cause you to question the very God that you serve. And I begin to share with you tonight how that the Lord spoke to Moses, and he said, go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And I say to you that the Lord said this was not Moses' vision, it was God's vision. All Moses had to do was follow the instructions. And I want to decree to the people of God tonight that as you go back, pastors and apostles that's listening, as you go back and revisit the vision, the Lord says, know that it is my vision. And if you would just follow my instructions, I will bring you out victoriously on every side. But don't allow this uncultivated place, this uncharted territory, to cause you to be puzzled or confused. But I have driven you into this place to show you the power that you have. And so I want to encourage the people of God to be encouraged. Pursue the will of God. Pursue the kingdom. Pursue apostolic order.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, we thank you, amen, for being on this broadcast on tonight. You can go ahead and pray us out, amen. You can go ahead and just take us out apostolically, amen, and then, you know, we're going to get ready to close, amen. It's going to be it after you release the final word.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I stand and I bless you, God, for this moment and this time. Father, I thank you for every listener. I thank you for this broadcast and this ministry, Lord. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that your presence and your anointing will continue to reign over each and every one of us. God, give us the fresh fire that we need in this hour, God, to trail blaze
in the name of Jesus. I thank you for fresh fire upon vision. I thank you, Lord. I pray that God's souls will be saved. I pray, God, that men and women will seek after your kingdom and seek after your will in a greater way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. I decree and declare the blessings of the Lord upon your people tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare open doors for churches and ministries. I decree and declare every need to be met for every vision in the name of Jesus that is represented on this call tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the instruction and the insight tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you, amen, for joining us on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, amen. That was, amen, the apostle, amen. Apostle, amen, D. Penn, amen, D. Edward Penn, amen. We thank God for him, amen, and his ministry. Definitely go to Virginia, support the movement, amen. Destiny City Alliance, amen. Definitely check them out, amen. Wonderful man of God, amen. Definitely support him. Go on Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Google him, amen. Support the vision, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Apostle, we definitely got to bring you back on here, amen. In the name of Jesus.
I'll be honored to. Thank you so much. Y'all be blessed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And listen, Sunday, definitely we're going to have Minister Stacy Lattice of Jackson in the building, woman of God. Amen. Mark that down. 9 o'clock it goes down. I'm going to definitely put her on the spot, amen, here on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the spot. We're going to put her on the spot, amen, see what's going on in that ministry. What happened, amen? Why did the Lord, when did the Lord quicken her in such a way to leave the secular realm? Come on, we're going to ask the hard-hitting questions, amen. We're going to see what she's doing in the realm of gospel music and right now in the ministry, amen, and how God had just ignited a fire, amen, a flame of fire in the ministry in such a time as this. So we thank y'all for joining here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Y'all have a good night, amen. Bye-bye, in Jesus' name.
You can tell me that stars won't come out at night. No, you can tell me that the sun will refuse to shine. There's nothing you can say or do that will destroy my peace of mind. I tried God for myself, and he's with me every time. You can tell me that the doctors have the final say. No, you can't tell me that the Lord won't make a way. There's nothing you can say or do that will take away my faith. Ever since I tried the Lord, nothing can take his place. I know too much about him, and there's nothing to make me doubt him. Just as sure doesn't cry. You can tell me that June isn't before July. There's nothing you can say or do that will change my reality. Rescue me. He's the surest friend I got.
You were there.